Welcome to our first ever podcast. So today we're going to play a game of Never Have I Ever. But obviously we're not going to be drinking because it's Ramadan. And sabka roza hai, so you know, halal things only.
Confirm jannati hai, confirm jannati hai.
Guys, fingers up.
So fingers up. And so I'll start with the first question. Never have I ever had a mental breakdown in school.
Yeah, boys, I have had it.
Had many mental breakdowns in school.
I prefer to wait till
next question.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine.
Never have I ever went stress shopping.
Oh my god.
Guys, sometimes to like calm myself down, okay, I'll go to like some online website and then I'll just like add everything to my card, but then I won't buy it because it's like £100 and I'm not gonna buy that.
So I literally spent 200 francs worth of money on toys from Toys R Us.
Fuck.
That's cute. That's cute though.
Yeah, that's cute.
Never have I ever been in a toxic relationship.
Like, you know, at this age, a lot of people now like go through toxic relationships. And I feel like it is a very serious problem, and it does affect your mental health very, in a very big
way. So what I'm gonna say is a little bit controversial, but I feel like all relationships at this age are toxic.
No, at one point, all relationships at this age do get toxic. I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
You're just not mature enough to, actually, like, properly be in, like, such a serious relationship.
Yeah, actually. Okay.
And I don't think, kids our age understand, like, it's such a big responsibility to be in a relationship.
Anyways, yeah,
next question. Marriage, right, Fatma?
Never have I ever passed out due to stress.
I have passed out during a test, but I don't think it was because of stress. I don't know, to this day, I don't know why I passed out. But it was actually
you passed stress. Out for free biscuits. That's how Islam gave you.
What the fuck? Everyone thinks it was not a drama. It wasn't a drama. Guys, I literally passed out during Surly's test. But then I just felt so lightheaded. I got up, I like left the classroom. And I just fell on the outside sofa. Sir Fan, like, he, like, ran to me and was like, bro, are you okay?
What is this, guys? What is this?
Hey, this is fun, yeah.
That's funny.
Called the nurse. He, like, took me, like Miss Ikra, like, grabbed me with an ayabaji and they took me to his office. Mujhe lataya, bees na.
What?
I'm muddy, and then they're like, bro, Fatma, eat this. Bro, drink juice. Yaar, what's happening? Then they called my brother. He was in school at that time. And my brother came and he's like, bro, what the fuck?
Guys,
then called my mom. And then, I just went home after that. I was fine. I don't know what happened, but yeah.
So, okay. Like, do you think it was because of mother stress? Do you think
During those days, I wasn't doing the best mentally, but
okay. So, Fatma, next, tum poocho.
Maine poocha. Never have I ever threw up because of stress or anxiety.
Guys, I'm gagged.
That's a yes to all these questions.
I feel like gagging counts because you thought about vomiting, right?
You felt like vomiting.
Time.
Never have I ever cried myself to sleep.
I mean, always. It's a routine, guys. What do you mean? I think about situations that I've never had in my life, and then I start crying. And there's no reason. There's no reason. I'm so happy in my life.
I understand.
I still cry. I cry every day. I cry today. So,
I feel like I cried the most, in December, which was like a really tough time for like no reason. But whatever. So basically, during that time, last year and this year, I started feeling really alone. I had friends, I had you guys, but I felt like I couldn't talk to anyone. And I didn't have any real problems because I'm from I have a happy family. I have matlab, a good school life. I'm fine socially. Fine, you know. So, but like, I don't know what happened, but I just felt like I was very alone. Like, I had no one to talk to. And that would, like, just make me cry. I would just be like, oh, I'm crying, but I can't even tell anyone that I'm crying. And then I guess uske baad, I did message some of my friends, and I was like, hey, I wasn't feeling that great. I don't know what happened. I remember, is on page 26, I think I wrote stuff, and I was just like, I wasn't feeling that well, but, like, nobody checked up on me. I wasn't playing anyone. I feel really glad that I have a place where I can go and tell people that, you know, I wasn't feeling the best. And there was no reason for it, but it was there. It was happening. And, you know, my friends were there for me. And
yeah, I feel like, first of all, like everyone should, like, keep on checking on each other, like, literally, like, har dusre teese din, like, we should always check up on each other. Like,
but I feel like that's so important because, you know, kabhi-kabhi, you can't, like, you, because mental health is something that you can't see physically at all. I could just not be fine, and I could be putting on an act and be like, ke, nahin, main bilkul theek hoon, main bahut khush hoon, main hamesha hans rahi hoti hoon. But you don't know what's going on in my head. You don't know, okay, when I come back home, when I'm alone with myself in my room, how I'm doing or, like, what I'm doing. So it's just, like, you know.
Like, especially during quarantine when we're all literally alone in all.
And I feel like a lot of people will probably take offense to this or maybe not. But I feel like family is the last resort. You don't want to go to your family.
Even if I'm feeling sad, I cannot express myself why I'm feeling sad, because there's no such reason. It's like, I have friends, I talk to my friends, the people I like, but the thing is, at the end of the day, I cannot tell them why I'm feeling sad. There's no reason. I get annoyed for no reason at all. You guys know it. Mujhe bahut jaldi gussa aa jata hai.
And
koi masla bhi nahi hota. I don't know why this happens.
And the thing is, this happens to a lot of people. Like, a lot of people face, you know, anxiety, or they get sad for absolutely no reason.
Exactly.
And the thing is, you know, then it's hard to explain to someone else, because everyone's like, oh yeah, there must be a reason. What's wrong? For example, if I, you know, like, whenever I go to my parents, or if I'm, like, visibly, you know, not doing okay, and there's genuinely, you know, not much of a reason, then, you know, like, people keep asking, oh yeah, there has to be something. Like, are you crazy? Obviously, there has to be a reason. Like,
common misconception that there always has to be, like, a reason behind it. But that's not how, like, mental issues work at all.
Okay. Never have I ever woken up with swollen eyes.
Yeah, if you've cried, obviously.
Okay, so have you guys, like, ever, have you ever cried, yourself to sleep because of, like, studies or, like, stress, or you had an exam and then, you know.
Exactly, man. Like, when you have an exam next day, and especially, you know, when you feel underprepared.
This was me for my admit CI. I knew nothing at all, because pata ye main admission of sanko diya hu, mujhe kuch nahi aata tha. I cried through my exam. It was so bad. And then I came out of my exam, I was so glad that it was over. I was smiling. I was like, yes, it's over. I'm done with AdMath.
Right before AdMath paper 2, na, I had such a bad anxiety attack. And, like, Hamna, shukar, like, at least Hamna, you know, Hamna was there for me. And so, like, Hamna, she literally, like, took me to the, like, we went to the bathroom, and she was like, bro, Fatma, breathe, fucking breathe, man. And it was, like, it was so bad, because especially, I think, like, people are like, hey, yaar, sirf, it's just your O-levels. Like, it's easy. Don't take stress. You're going to do okay. But, you know, at that moment, like, you're going to be stressed no matter what. Because even though your entire future does not depend on it, you do feel like it. Okay, yaar, if I don't do good in this exam, if I don't do well, then, you know, it's going to have consequences. And hence, like, you get worried and you have anxiety.
Yeah.
Most that I've cried about academics is when I first moved back to Pakistan, and like, my parents and my whole family, they were on me 24/7. You have to choose subjects and everything. Now you have to become a doctor, banna hai, doctor, banna hai, doctor, banna hai. I think that's when I cried the most, because ek to I was alone. Like, literally, I traveled here alone. But per se, there was a new environment, culture shock. People are weird here. And then
Okay, next question.
And never have I ever broken down when someone asked me if I was okay.
I always cry when someone asks me. Because I don't know, because the thing with me yahi na ki I cannot express myself. I have one or two people in my life jinko I don't have to completely tell and they still understand it.
I remember there was this one day in school, I entered and my upar aayi, and so we had chemistry class. It was on the first floor I came. And I met Anushe Hussain. Anushe, if you're watching this, I love you. And so, like, Anushe goes, like, Anushe's like, and I was visibly, like, upset. I was, like, really upset. Because, yeah. And so she goes, like, Fatma, like, bro, are you okay? And are you fine? And she hugged me. And I just started crying in her arms.
Never have I ever thought about seeing a psychiatrist. There's no reason, but I still need someone just so I can go and talk to. I can talk to you guys, I know that, but obviously professional help would be necessary for me in the future, I know that.
So, I also think that it's really important, whether or not you're having a bad day or not, matlab jo bhi hai, you need to have somebody that you can go to and seek professional help, because you don't know yourself how much you're going through. Exactly. I feel like if you have like a professional, if you talk to a professional, that person can really tell you where you are regarding like your state of mind.
You can't always just go to your friends. Like, obviously it does help talking to a friend, but like how many times are you gonna go to your friends? Because sometimes you do need to get real answers to what you're going through. Never have I ever started crying while arguing with someone.
Always. This happens so many times.
Yeah. And I hate, you know, how like people are like, oh, you're too sensitive, or you're just being emotional. Because, you know, it's like absolutely normal.
Okay, guys. So that was the end of the game. And basically, the purpose of this game was to tell you guys that all of this is completely normal. As you guys all know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we all thought it was a good idea to start a discussion on regarding mental health.
And to tell you guys that it's really relatable. I hope this game showed that it's something very common. We all are going through the same thing. Also, guys, during this quarantine, I know that all of us tend to overthink a lot. I personally do it all the time. I'm thinking about situations that I know I won't ever be in. But it's completely fine. It's completely okay. We all are in this together. You guys just saw that this game literally proved that we all are going through the same thing. So there's nothing that you should feel alone with. And you guys just should know that we all are in this time together.
None of us have, you know, any distractions, and we have to face with our issues every single day.
Right, because usually what happens is that your brain is occupied with school stuff, your homework, exactly. Your assignment.
Exactly.
But at this point, there's nothing. So what you do is you think, and you think so much that you start creating problems in your head.
Exactly. And that's where, like, since we're in lockdown, we can't meet our friends. We're just like within one setting, and you know. Our brains are not wired this way. Like, at least mine isn't.
Coronavirus!
As you guys all know, in quarantine, people who have anxiety or other undiagnosed mental illnesses, it's very hard for them to function properly, because in your daily life, you can still distract yourself. And then I thought about starting this page with all of my friends, because I feel like it's a place where you guys can come and you guys can relate to everything we say.
You guys understand this is actually very hard for some of us to do, like actually open up and share our stories and our mental stress and stuff in front of people. Okay, like I've never even opened up in front of these people. And so basically, and we're only doing this because we know that Pakistan mein, like there's not a lot of priority given to like professional mental health. So we're going to do everything that we can to address the problem, everything that's in our power. So we hope that this helps you guys. And
I feel like, it is really difficult opening up to so many people, because we know I feel like, you know, personally, a lot of you guys are going to watch this. A lot of our friends are, you know, like, people in our school are going to watch this.
And we're waiting for the meme.
And we're going to have to see them every single day. And, you know, it takes a lot. It honestly, I think all of us, I'm, like, very proud of all of us for doing this because, you know, it takes a lot of courage to open up about everything in front of a lot of people, like, for all of the people who are going to watch this.
And on that note, guys, thank you for joining us. And next week, we're going to have another podcast. The topic is going to be the stigma around mental health. And I hope you guys will stay tuned for that. So thank you again.
We're going to be giving you a link to a Google Forms. So you can, if you want to say something, if you have any suggestions, or if you just want to share your stories with us so we can discuss it in front of people, then you can share that with us. So we're going
to
be...
And you can do that anonymously, so you don't have to disclose your name or anything.
Thank you, guys. Don't forget you're alone.
You are alone in this.
You guys are alone in this. So, you know, stay... Take care of yourself.
Live, love, love.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Let's do Atif Asghar.
Wo lamhe, wo baatein.
Wo baatein, koi na jaane. Ki kaisi jaate, wo barsaate.